I will say that if you are new to the show, we usually have about three pillars that we hit quite frequently on the show. For those of you who have listened a few times, you may already know.
It was never life goals when we started the show 10 years ago. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, so like, you know, we do hit Florida, the state of Florida, quite a bit because, you know.
There are reasons, lots of reasons for that.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Education is another pillar of our show.
Is it?
We like to educate you guys on things that we have discovered.
As pointed out by a child, it's not good education.
And then the third pillar is usually some sort of bathroom stuff.
Yeah.
To Utah we go.
Every lawyer in Utah is abreast of a big blunder.
Why does she say that word? I see reporters walk us into bad things when they use words like that.
Yeah, so we normally don't highlight states like Utah. Usually it's Florida, but this story comes right out of Utah.
It's a lovely part of the country.
I was a little shocked, actually, because I don't expect to see that kind of thing from a bar.
Yeah, so the Utah State Bar Association.
Yeah.
You know, that governs the over 11,000 lawyers in the state of Utah.
Yeah, it's not a place where you serve alcohol. It's talking about lawyers.
Yeah, so they accidentally emailed a photo of boobs to every lawyer in the state.
Monday afternoon, lawyers got an email from the Utah State Bar Association about an upcoming conference in St. George.
Oh.
It makes sense why she chose to use that word now earlier.
Sure, right.
And if you scroll to the bottom, there's an image of a topless woman's breasts.
Oh my goodness.
That is not good.
That is probably not the subject of the email.
It's a problem.
There are probably 5,000 or 6,000 active lawyers in Utah right now. So every one of them got this image yesterday.
Oh my God. Can you imagine the confusion
when
you open that going,
Shortly after, the Bar Association sent out an email apologizing.
Obviously.
And most lawyers seem to be laughing it off.
Sure.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. You know, not every lawyer gets a picture of that in their email every day.
I'm guessing there's probably a female lawyer that's pretty upset.
The Utah Bar's big boo-boo is making national headlines.
This chick is killing
Stop.
Me.
Stop
She's
this.
Killing me with her choice of words.
Stop.
I'm not a prude. I mean, obviously, I know what they look like.
Oh, you do?
Really? Well, good for you.
Wow.
Good for you.
He's made it to second base, my friend.
I know what they look like.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Utah, not Florida. You have made the show.
Every lawyer in Utah is abreast of a big blunder.
All right. That is a very Florida thing to happen.
By the way, if you want to see the story and the email that was sent out, we have it for you.
Oh, really? You have the email with the picture?
It's blurred out.
For research purposes? Thanks.
You can always text us on the Sullivan University text line.
Oh, really?
502-571-9970.
Oh, I can't wait for the keyword. What's the keyword going to be if you need this story?
Should I do Utah or boob?
Oh, my God.
Which one should I do? Or should I do both?
Make it both. Cover your bases. We'll see which one wins out. We'll see which one we get more for.
Okay.
You're so ridiculous.
So you can text us the word, either the word.
Gosh.
Utah? Or the word boob.
Okay.
And we'll get to the story.